Well, we're full of the joys of weddings today. The white dress, the speeches, the first dance, or depending on where you're getting married, you might have smashed plates if you're in Greece, the groom's feet beaten with raw fish if you live in Korea, or wedding guests banging pots and pans outside the marital chamber if you're in France. I'm going to ask you what goes on in the marital... Do you have any stats on the marital chamber, by the way, after the wedding, Karen? Because you've stats on everything. Yeah?
We do, we do. Well, we did ask our readers what happened on their wedding night, and 67% did it, 27% didn't, and the others couldn't actually remember.
Oh, dear Lord, this is going downhill.
There's people at home saying, did what? Anyway, but we're asking, is getting married a bit old-fashioned? Shortly, we'll be talking to an expert in Irish marriage law. But first, Mooney's Katrina McFadden took to the streets of Ireland to ask people, is marriage important anymore?
Why did I get married? Probably because I think marriage is tough, and I think when you're married, it's harder to walk. Obviously, love has a big impact, but I think you can just be as much in love without getting married. I think it's also important for kids. I think one big issue in Ireland at the moment is same-sex marriage. I have a brother who's gay, and I just can't believe that they don't have the same rights as us. And if anything, that would kind of put me off marriage to an extent if it's not open to everyone.
Do you think marriage is important?
Well, it was to us, but it's not important to the people today. You know, the boys and the girls today, they're having sex. So what is there to gain by getting married?
And this is your wife?
This is my wife, Mary.
Hello, Mary. How long are you married to Michael?
52 years.
And what's the secret of your marriage?
Well, we loved each other from the beginning, and we had terrible hard times and good times through the years. And if you really love somebody and commit to them, you'll work through the hard times and come out at the end, and you'll go forth and you have a good life.
Do you think marriage is still important nowadays?
I would say so, but I don't think the youth of today are that much committed to marriage. Every time you look at the television, you see sex and drink on the television, California and Jersey Shore and all these programmes, and I think they're disgraceful and exposing and drinking and drugs and sex. Oh, it really drives me nuts.
Now, folks, can I ask, are you a couple?
We are, yeah.
How long are you together?
13 years. We are engaged 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years. Happily engaged.
Is marriage important to you then?
It would be at some stage. We have an 11-year-old girl, so for her sake as well, we'd like to do it. But it's just been with money, I suppose, expenses. We opened a business there 3 years ago, put all our money into that. That seemed more important to us at the time than getting married.
Mm-hmm. And what's the difference in living together and being married?
I don't think there's any difference, to be honest.
So why are you guys getting married? I'm making you think now.
Yeah, I know. But it's just a commitment, you know.
If we didn't have children, we probably wouldn't be as important to get married.
Now, just after the break, we'll be talking to Dr. Maeve Harding. She's a senior lecturer in family law at the University of Portsmouth with a PhD in Irish marriage law from UCD, but a very interesting person altogether.